Well, I had something that had come in earlier, but the Holy Spirit would not leave me alone about the robe. And so I said, okay, God, if this is pressure, we're going to go with you instead of whatever. So I want you to come with me to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. Say, I have eyes that see. I have ears that hear, and my heart perceives what your spirit is saying to me. Amen? Okay. I want to kind of hit you with the first word that really needs to be understood. Verse 9. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood. Now, he didn't say you might be, you will be. He says you are. Now, if you are something, you don't need to become it. You're already there. You're a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Now, if you notice, turning light, how did you get it? It came with the package. Amen? You will radiate light. You will radiate the nature of God, which is gold. Divinity. The gold and the amber color represents divinity, divine. So you're offering up your praises and your worship. So you're releasing divinity. What are you getting in return? Purity is coming down. Oh, I don't understand, but you will, girl. We all had a beginning. So I'm blessed, young lady. I am blessed because you obeyed and you gave it out. And that takes courage. So tap her on the shoulder there, sis. I want you to know that God knows. Okay? Verse 10. Once you were not a people. But now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Dear friends, I urge you, as aliens and strangers in the world, to abstain from sinful desires, which war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. He doesn't say he might visit us. He says on the day he visits us. Now, how many know that Peter was called to give the word to the Jews? That was his commission by the Holy Spirit. He was the apostle to the Jews. Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles. Now, if I was God, I would have chosen Paul because he had been trained by the best. Yes? And I would have chosen Paul because he could have fought fire with fire. Gee, you guys are good.
Yes, we are.
All right. Fighting fire with fire was not God's way, however, was it? He took an illiterate fisherman to go teach the wise men of the day. Think about that. It's like you and I having a child that has incredible knowledge, gets straight A's, and we send them to Yale to minister. We have another child that has zero education, can't even talk straight, and you send him to Yale. Which one would you send? Would you send the wise one? Or would you send the one that's been a fisherman all his life? You see, God isn't interested in how much intellect you have or how much education you have. It's your willingness to serve.
Yes, 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 yes.
And he wants you to be who you are. So if you think, oh my God, if I had another degree, you might be a thermometer. Maybe you're a fisherman because God wanted a fisherman or a fisherwoman. Maybe your priesthood is not because of the garment you wear, but because of the promise he gave. But he'll put a garment on you when you least expect it. He'll put that mantle over you to minister to the ones he chooses. And believe me, he will use the ones that are fishermen and women to baffle the wise. Dr. Trump's not here, but I shared with you when God sent me for a checkup. And I've had this experience now that I'm laying on the table. He's done all his work. And I have very little clothes on. And the Lord said, okay, you asked Dr. Trump, because I didn't know him as Bob then, ask Dr. Trump if he needs prayer. So I'm arguing with the Lord. I'm not being a very good Frenchman. Okay? Or fishermen. So I finally took a deep breath and I said, you know, I keep hearing in my heart that I'm to ask you if you need prayer. Oh, he says, I do. So, obviously, I got my oil and anointed him with oil in back of the door. We laughed about this at one of the feasts, because I said, have you any idea what my brain was saying? You're going to be anointing your doctor. Never expecting later, several years later, that the instrument God would use to support him while he was falsely accused would be me. I didn't even have his address or phone number, but I knew a lady who worked for the phone company. And she happened to have the same doctor. Now, as far as I'm concerned, my education was not equal to the doctor's years and years of training. So if I would have been a Paul with years and years of training, I would have been, yeah, I can do this. But it would have been done out of flesh. But here I am, a furniture dealer, going, after many years, to work to take people from the natural habitat of their lives and make them into intercessors and pray with them for the needs of this city and the cities around us. That's what God did. He took me out of my little boat. I was a fisherman in my own little boat, but you know, he took me out of the boat and he put me where he needed me. I was 42 years old without a job because the Lord had told me to sell everything, and I did. And what I didn't sell, I gave away until there was no more responsibility to the company or the building or the apartments or all the stuff that goes with it. And then I went to work. I got $35 a month. 1982, live on $35 a month. You ask me if you can do it. But I did. Because God allowed resources to come in to sustain me. And the rest is history. Now, are you ready to have your child retire at 42? Are you ready? Would you release your child to quit their job and obey the Holy Spirit? There was a rich young ruler that wanted to follow the Lord, but when the Lord said, give everything away, he couldn't do it. He walked away sad. Would I have been able to teach you about my priesthood if I had said no to selling the company and all of its stuff? Because if I would have listened to the wise people of that day, they told me I was nuts, including my own family. What am I saying to you? Your priesthood is designed by God to be who you are. And if you're a fisherman in your background, it's plain okay. Don't question why he's got you where he's got you. Don't question why he's using you where you are. It is his plan unfolding for your lives. Amen. Now close your eyes. Say, Holy Spirit, you took Peter, an average fisherman. He was pretty good at business. So was Pastor Kim. The bills were almost all paid. Mortgage was almost gone. After 20 years, it wasn't bad. But then God said, sell it all. And work for me. So my priesthood, Lord, is wherever I am. And when I open my mouth and the anointing is on me and that priestly robe is on my body, priestly prayers will come out of me. Signs and wonders will follow. And healing will follow in those that don't understand me. I give you praise, Father, for making me a priest in the order of Melchizedek, because that's what I am. Hallelujah. I follow in the footsteps of the great high priest. His name is Jesus. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To Jesus Christ. Jesus.